Blog Talk Radio.
Time!
But we also believe, Reverend, if it was, this is what we get to pray for when we come, like we do daily. We do this daily, get the prayer to see him, not be like it's unexpected. I'm not going to sit in there like I'm going to behoove you, let you know that I don't know the how, I don't know the time, but I do know preparation is being prepared. And we never know when God might call that number. I thank him for the Holy Spirit, Reverend. Just for a second, I was looking at this Black history again, Reverend, you know. And I was looking at, yesterday we did with Carter, right? Carter Woodson.
Yes, sir.
You know. Yeah, and then now we're looking at W.E.B. Du Bois, right? He was the first African-American to get a PhD, Doc, at Harvard.
Man.
He was born in Massachusetts, though. You know, you look at that, he wasn't born in the South, right, Reverend? So he didn't get exposed to none of that we call Jim Crow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim Crow law, you know. So, and I looked at that, you know, we looked at Jim Crow was a state of local law enforcement, racism, segregation in the southern United States. You know, so he never did get exposed over there in Massachusetts, right? When he was there, until he came over and went south. And when he went south, he found out racism was real. So he got to learn beside the white gentlemen, you know, the white people at that time, you know. And he took it, Reverend, and learned. But God gave him something, man. He gave him something. Before anything else, he knew then that he was what? One of the ones come from a family of slaves. But at this time, but he was what? When he came, it was 1860, what? 8. And that was after the when we was released, right, from slavery. You know, so he didn't get exposed to that, though, but his parents did.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Haiti, you know. He got a mixed race there, and that's why his name is so, you know, is known around the whole world, because he was a small young man. So when he learned mm-hmm. that, Reverend, so when he came over here and got into the south part of the United States, he found out that people wasn't getting treated like they was in the northern, right? So what he did, him and he co-founded the what we call the NCAAP, right? NAACP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that when he done that, Reverend, because he was looking for some kind of way to find some kind of segregation over here. He was trying to break that barrier up and trying to find the unity. So when they formed this up, Reverend, I can imagine how many people were going against. I can imagine how many people that want them to come together to put this together. And I see it today, Reverend. It's still the day that you find it's not segregation like it was then, but sometimes if you're in the workforce, you can see it. Sometimes you're buying a home, you can see it. Sometimes you're buying an automobile, you can see it.
You can see
what you over here for, you know, why you come over here, kind of thing, Reverend. But he came in, Reverend. Been a pioneer for us, right? And been a pioneer, he had to set the stage. So there was a Martin Luther King. It was a W.E.B. Du Bois, you know, and a Carter Woodson, you know, who stood there because he lived a long life, Reverend. 95 years.
Man.
He was born February the 23rd, 1863, and August 1963, he passed, right? So he lived a long depth of life, if we would say 95 years. He almost reached the century mark, Reverend. You know, talking about, and saying that was a milestone, because we in our race, we didn't live that long, you know. You know, that's why when you see, as you get older, you'll find out they keep moving the goalposts, right? keep moving the goalpost. It was a time men were dying off at 60, you know, talking about years old, you know. But they moved the goalpost because we live a little longer now, you know. Talking about, you know what I said when they moved the goalpost of retirement, you know. Talking about they keep moving.
In retirement,
people
yeah.
People living past, yeah, they passing the 60 and the 65 and the 70 now. That used to be a milestone, but now a lot of people are doing it. Now, watch this. Not saying that death ain't taking these young folks out. Not saying that we ain't killing each other. Just seeing looked at a friend yesterday about a young man. He got killed, you know, talking about. So I do know it's out there, you know. But life's jeopardy is a little longer than it was when he was there. So when you look at the Jim Crow at that time, Reverend, the segregation, Reverend, in the 19th century, even in the late 20th century, and what's so close about it, Reverend, who was pushing it was a Democrat. The white Southern Democrat was dominated by them at that time, right? And they were what, pushing it more to segregation, you know? And we find out that when they restructured that in 1965, Reverend, they restructured and it changed. Now, I won't tell you because of the guys like him who made it possible for we could have what we have today, Reverend. You can go apply for a job, Reverend. You can go where you work at Lockheed Martin, Reverend. You go apply for it, Reverend. And they, even though they ask you what nationality are you, you know, what ethnicity are you, race are you, you know, you don't have to put what they call us now, what they call Reverend African American. You know, a Black American.
Yeah.
You don't have to put that on your application. You can do like the most. I don't want to tell you. It seems like that when they do you like that, they say this ain't gonna be the way it's gonna stop you from getting in. You know, but sometimes you wonder, Rev. Sometimes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say some little joke I was hearing one day. A guy said, "Man, you look just like Reverend Henry. You look just like Reverend Henry." He said, "Yeah, I bet you would say that if you cut that hole in your eyes a little bit of that white sheet you got on, you can see me a little better." I look at it so much because it was so comical because you got really people still believing that. I mean, it pushing racism real strong, but we're trying to tell you, W.E. Du Bois, he founded that when they founded that, and they pushed that we should be forward, right? We shouldn't be in the back. We shouldn't have to go when we get on the bus. We have to go in the back. But then it was, Reverend, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But God moved it. God moved it for someone who trailblazed it. They still like. It's still, you could be surprised to say, I'm going to be truthful, Reverend. I don't remember even studying this in high school. If it did, I missed it, man. You know what I'm talking about? I remember they talking about Rosa Parks, and I remember them talking about Martin Luther King and what we say, Booker T. Washington. But him and Booker T. Washington was the one who really pushes this, Reverend, who wanted to change so we can have equal rights, man. You know what I'm talking about? And they could do it because they could speak with the what? Because they was trained, Doc. They were trained how to debate.
Yeah.
You know, they were trained on how to, instead of going in the political part of it, they took it another way. They wanted to move that racism out. So they focused their point on how we can get the Black people out of the situation they are in. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah, as you see, if you keep reading about it, Reverend, I love how he went to the Fisk University, right? And even after his mother had passed, man, he still kept it going, Reverend. He kept going, Reverend, and got his bachelor's degree with that, Reverend. You know, some of us, we send our kids off, you know what I'm talking about, to get an education so they can get a, you know, you want to be better than you or whatever it takes to get in life, you know, because you got to have more in a GED now, GED, right? You got to have more in a high school diploma now to get certain things. But I find out that one thing, Reverend, when God has something for you, Reverend, no one can step in. Not even the degree can stop that, Reverend, because you and I know that we can be on a job and God can elevate you. When the man says
yes,
no,
sir.
God can do what? He can elevate you. But in this time, you had to have this. Because they weren't going to talk to you, Reverend, at this time, but they made a dope for him. He went to Frisk, then he went to Harvard, you know what I'm talking about? And he got all his accolades with him. Now he could stand and debate with the people and fight with the people because he had the right credentials, an intellectual person, Reverend, to speak with the best of them. That's why they couldn't move him around because he had the education, Doc. And what's so good about it, Reverend? He was a teacher, Reverend. He taught.
Mm-hmm.
He taught, and he taught for what we was ignorant in. He showed us that we're not slaves anymore. They might have you, maybe you was once a slave, but let me tell you, you're not free now. Now you got opportunities now. Now you can get in there and get it. A lot of folks say, well, man, I can't make it, I can't do these things, because you don't put an effort in it sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to leave this alone when I say this, Reverend. I'm going to say this real good. When I was reading and doing a little history on him, can you imagine him at Harvard? Can you imagine him at Harvard, man, at this time and getting up there? And, you know, they have to do theses, you know what I'm talking about? And they had to speak the languages, if I can say it like that, Reverend. They got to articulate, Reverend. They can't act like they just came out the field, you know, Reverend. And when he's doing it, and most of it, you know how you is when you – when you're praying, when you're doing, you're conveying something, you want to get their eyes. So you look them eye to eye. You know what I'm talking about? At that time, a lot of people at that time, they want you to look them eye to eye. Want you to look at me eye to eye. But he looked at them eye to eye as he was conveying what God gave to him. I just thank you. Because it had to be God, bro. It had to be God for him to compose what he did, bro. I thank him for this history, man, because I know we do it once time out of year, but we should always lift up the people who gave us a way, remember? Who showed us a way through this life. And one of the books he wrote, The Study of the Negro Problem. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? The Study of the Negro Problem, man. I got a little bit out of that, Reverend. I started thinking about, see, to all the know how to help somebody, Reverend, you got to study.
Reverend.
That's right. The preach and teach God's word, you got to study. And the Bible says
that's
this, when he said to study, you know, he said study yourself unto God. He said approve unto God. And he said a word which should not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word in truth. This is what this brother did, but he did it in another way. You know, but then this was his pulpit, Reverend. This was a pull of it, and this is how he got us where we are today, Reverend. Some of us, we go a little farther and just taking it up on Sunday morning. We go a little farther, Reverend. We bring it up Monday through Friday. Excuse me for a minute. Monday through Sunday, not Monday through Friday. Picking it up. And what? So we can be able to convey. I know you hear something, man. This fresh. You know, God just – but what it is, God had given in your heart. The one God, once you bring the word out, you know it came from somewhere within, because God placed it there, and then he brings it out. You know what I'm talking about? Because the scripture says the Holy Ghost will bring things back to remembrance. That's what I have for you, Reverend, this morning. W-E-E-D-B-O-R-D.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. W.E.D., the boss, truly, truly, we should remember the people that truly God has used to help prepare the way. You know, there's always been a sacrifice somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. There always has been a sacrifice. And truly,
yes, sir.
A lot of people have you know, you even right now, you may be sacrificing for someone else.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sacrifice,
sir.
You know, though, you know, when the strong bear the infirmities of the weak, that's a sacrifice. When you deny yourself,
yes, sir.
That others may be benefit from it. That's a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
When some is so deeply rooted in your heart till it calls you to put your very life in danger. That's a sacrifice. In order to be able to put forth that kind of sacrifice, it must be a relationship. Hallelujah. With God. Hallelujah. Because when you can move past all obstacles in life, things that was trying to block you and stop you and prevent you, and say you shouldn't be where everyone else seated places you ought to be, but because of man's evilness of their heart and some thinking they're doing God a justice because the way it has been twisted and tangled to their way, not God's way, but to their own way, but they use God as a crutch. Many have been deceived in that to where some of our European brothers thought that was the way. But God made a difference. Hallelujah. So that's why it is a necessity, and it is important that we go back and remember. You need to remember what God has done for you. Remember the way he has made for you. It hasn't always been this way. We haven't always been to go where we want to go, live where we want to live, even speak where we want to speak, even look, even have the respect of looking another man in the eye. 60, 70, 80-year-old men had to call, had to be respectful to people much younger than them and hold their head down, couldn't even look them in the face. But God has made a way, and that's why it need to be remembered. It need to be remindful. You need to be remindful of history that it may not repeat itself. You need to be reminded what God has changed, because if you don't watch it, if you don't keep putting it before him, we'll slip back into where we came from. So like Paul said, the dog has returned to its vomit. If we don't remember, hallelujah, God and his righteousness, oh, hallelujah, he'll just step aside, and then you can see, oh, hallelujah, if a world don't really want to retain God, those that don't want to retain him, He'll step aside and let them see, hallelujah, what a world would be without it. But I'm so glad what those still a few that have set aside to still make Jesus their choice in spite of the way the world is going. Because it's sad to say, but it is the truth. It's slipping back. It's slipping back from what you have been delivered from. It's slipping back. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you make space for it, it comes in. You may allow it in for one thing, but it's coming in to do something else. Hallelujah. Because, you know, you sing that song, "Don't Let the Devil Ride." Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. So the thing is, if you let him in because of the evilness of your heart, he'll come in. But you want him to do one thing because maybe a temper had went too far, or maybe malice had set up in, but he's actually coming in to do something else and to destroy your relationship with God, to get you separated. Hallelujah. To pull you from out of the ark of safety, that he may sift you like wheat, that you may feel like I've gone too far and I've strayed too far and I went beyond salvation. But I come to tell you, he is alive. And the only thing you have to do is say, Father, just like the song said, give me another chance. Hallelujah. Let me bring me back into the fold that I can be restored. John, hallelujah. We talked about relationship, having that relationship yesterday, and we want to talk about Christ. Christ today, the true vine. See, though he connected us, John the 15th chapter, in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and this relationship he have with his Father, where he won't even move unless his Father give him the say-so. That's the way we should be. When we be Christ-like, when we move, when we pray and we wait on God, hallelujah, mistakes will be few. When we pray and we wait on God and we make our election sure, then we have a more firm foundation than if we move too quickly or be too hasty. Hallelujah. But when we get this mind in us that was also in Christ Jesus, he made it so much, and so God wants to equip us just in so much, and so, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He thought it not be robbery. When you humble yourself and allow God to lift you up, it's not robbery. But when you lift yourself up because you did not die, you did not go to a Calvary's cross, you did not live a perfect life, you didn't, your blood wasn't able to be sprinkled on the mercy seat, then you're robbing, because you're drawing from an account that you didn't put in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 15:1. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how, Father, to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for certain sacrifices you have allowed to be, Father God, that a people, hallelujah, your people that you love, hallelujah, would have a chance, Father God, would be able to sit at the table that we call life, Father. Sometimes the meals are the tough. Sometimes we have to taste of the suffering, hallelujah. But we thank you, Father. We realize that if we suffer with you, we'll reign with you. We thank you for victory even in our suffering. We thank you, Father. I thank you for what you have let go on in the past that will be ever mindful, that we should give your name the praise, Father God, for you delivered us so that you, so as you did the children of Israel, so you are delivering us as well, Father God. You bringing us out of bondage. Bless us not to go back into bondage, and bless us not to think that our task masters back there were so wonderful, Father, but let us be remove that from my mind, Father God, even slave mentality, even the sin, the stain of it, let it be removed from us, that our hearts can be pure, hallelujah, and know that we are children of the King, hallelujah, kingdomship, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits. Bless us to receive your word today. Hallelujah. Be in our midst, Father God. Remove any hindering spirits that may be lurking, Father God. But let us give up a service to you, Father God, a worship service that you would be received, that would be received by you. In Jesus' name we pray and we love you and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. John 15:1. Hallelujah. It's in red here, so it's being recorded in red here in the King James. In red, we find out this is Jesus speaking here. Hallelujah. Speaking here. Jesus Christ is, he is a vine representative here. True vine. What he did here, it talks about the union of the human, hallelujah, divine nature, and the fullness of spirit that is in him, hallelujah. You see, this resembles, you look at a Christian, what is in us is an unseen thing. It is a root that is buried and hidden, hallelujah, in you. And we must feed nourishment to that root, that it may sprout out and be fruitful. That's why it's a necessity that every Christian that have received Christ, Hallelujah. May the confession, hallelujah, and salvation is given unto you now. There is a work to be done to show evidence of that salvation, the change, what has saved you from the very effects of evil. He says here in the first verse, John 15, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Thank you, Jesus. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth much fruit. You know, we've read that oftentimes. We've read it, and some have read it, and some memorize it, and some think it's just a love song. But it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You know, I believe I heard you say, I don't know if it was yesterday, Reb, or the day before, but if you said there is no standing still, you either grow or you wither away.
That's it.
So
that's
right
it.
Here in this scripture tells me every branch in me, if you are a branch in God and you're not bearing fruit, you better be praying. You better be, Lord,
right.
Whatever this is in me that's allowing me not to, because I don't want to be taken away. But it says right here in the scripture, every branch in me, and if you're in God, if you're in Christ Jesus, and you're not bearing fruit, scripture tells us he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, and so if you're being fruitful, if you're bearing fruit, he has to purge it. Hallelujah. He has purge us. He has, and the way you purge things, hallelujah, purge or prune. If you take a tree, hallelujah, and if anything dead on that tree, if you want that tree to live, you have to go through and cut off the dead parts of it to prune it, that it may see, because anything dead, you can't give something like that's dead already. It must be cut off. It must be separated. So it is. Some thoughts we need to be dead to. Hallelujah. Some questions we need to be dead to. Hallelujah. It allow God to purge it, prune it, take it away. Hallelujah. That it may bring forth more fruit. If you find yourself, sometimes you have friends that until their mind get right, they need to be cut off from you. You know, you shouldn't listen to ungodly counsel. Somebody might say, oh, that's good conversation. But I tell you, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Only time ungodly conversation is good if the intent of it is to become godly. So, you know, because that's why the field, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But those that are laboring, and if you go into places, hallelujah, where some people think you ought not be, unless you're going in there, that God, hallelujah, might change a thing. Hallelujah. That God might regenerate some things, that God, that the light of God may shine on that conversation or that situation, that God may get the glory out of it for your good works that you're trying to do in it. Now, this is how you bear fruit. This is how you bring forth fruit. And if you're not doing that, hallelujah, you'll find yourself here in the second verse, you're going to be, hallelujah, if you're not and don't intend to be bearing fruit, you're going to be taken away. Every person that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. How he purges it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you, a cut don't feel good. But a cut doesn't feel good, but cut brings wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep. Though it hurts and it wounds, but it brings wisdom behind it. Hallelujah. It makes you more knowledgeable. That what you did to receive that cut, you won't, unless you're insane, you won't be just sticking your hand where you're all not sticking. Hallelujah. You'll be careful when you have that sharp. So it is with the word of God, when you'll be careful, hallelujah, and you don't and you don't use it that you may cut up on the brother, but use it in the way inspired by the Holy Spirit that it may help someone. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, when someone is already wounded, there's no need for you to be a salt bearer. Hallelujah. But you should be using it in the way of love with compassion, that God may give you the wisdom on how you can take that that is wounded and to help it be healed.
Now.
To help it be healed. To help it be healed, because and sometime in the healing process it still hurts, but let it hurt to help. You think Calvary felt good to Jesus Christ? No, hallelujah. It was the shame of the cross, hallelujah. But oh, hallelujah. But he gives us a heart that we'll be so compassionate for you till we'll allow you. We allow you to step on us. We allow you to cut us on us. We allow you to bruise us and wound us because we're trying to be Christ-like to you, that you may see the love that we have for God and for you as well. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. This word of God, it cleanses us. Hallelujah. Over there, Timothy, hallelujah, it says, command and teach. It tells us. Hallelujah. Don't deny that God has put in you. Hallelujah. But study, add to that, that he may, hallelujah, that you may be used as a vessel for him. In other words, put knowledge with prayer. Put knowledge within you. Hallelujah. If you want wisdom, ask of God. And then when God tells you to go read. Because he want to talk to you through his word. Because the word is right here in the third verse. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See, because the word cleanses. Oh, hallelujah. The word reminds you. The word reminds you that you should be wallowing in filth when I made you a royal priesthood.
All right.
The word will tell you, be ye holy, for I am holy. The word also will tell you, there's no excuse. Well, when you willingly do wrong, and you know that you do is wrong. So in your repentance, God has to bring punishment because you knew better. Punishment. This is when he said, what I was talking about yesterday, when he said, I form light, I create darkness. This is what he's talking about, the evil, hallelujah. The evil that he will allow to be is punishment, that it may work us back into righteousness. Hallelujah. Not the evil of sin. But see, there's no sin in God. Hallelujah. But there's righteousness. And in order to be right, and when wrong comes, wrong has to be punished, that it may be right. Correction facilities have to be there for those that would be corrected. That is a blessing that God allow you to be corrected, that he may use you. He have to clean you up, that he may use you. He have to give you a new mind, that he may use you. He have to pull things away, purge you, hallelujah, that you can be more fruitful. And then when he starts to speak to you, he cleanses you. And when God say you're clean, no one can say that you're dirty. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And he gives us instructions here in verse 4. He said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch, hallelujah, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, hallelujah, because the branch have to have a life source, and the life source is Christ, hallelujah. That's why that root is buried and deep and hidden in us, hallelujah. And what you see is the branch that bears fruit. We are the vessels. Abide in me, thank you, Lord Jesus, and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, no more can you except you abide in me. Oh, hallelujah. Know this, that Christ means that I am the vine. This is Christ, and you are the branches that abide in me, and I in him. The same bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. We must realize, hallelujah, that we can do nothing. We can't do nothing. This is our very life source. This is our nourishment, hallelujah. You take a tree, I don't care how big, how strong it is, hallelujah. But if you get rid of that root, that tree will die. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So it is a necessity that we continue the root that is in us, hallelujah. Give it nourishment. The root that is in us, make it strong, that it may be a life source to the branch. And we are the branch. We are the people. You know, you can't see a root from afar. When you just drive it, all you see is a lot of earth covering a tree. And what you see the stump and you see the branches, but they are evidence of the root. Praise the Lord. Evidence of the root. Except it abide in the vine. Oh, hallelujah, no more can ye except ye abide in me. We need it. We need to abide in him. When we abide in him, and that union of the human and divine nature, that the more we abide in him, the fullness of the Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, the more you abide in him, the more spiritual you'll get, hallelujah, the more he'll start to take you up what we call spiritual levels, the more you'll start to hear and see things that other people cannot hear and see. Oh, hallelujah. And the only thing you're doing is just following instructions. Instructions right here in verse 4, abide in me and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Hallelujah. Of itself. Oh, hallelujah. We cannot bear it of it ourselves, but if we abide, in other words, if we let the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in us. Oh, hallelujah. Rest, rule, and abide in us. Let it just rest in us and be our ruler, right. Be our guide. Lead us lead us, not going our own, but pray about where God would allow your steps to be, or to go in the path that he wants you to go, and this is how you abide. Your abide is staying in him. Oh, hallelujah. Staying in God, and you'll find yourself wanting more and more and thirsting after, except it abide in me in the vine. No more ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. He tells you right there again. You can't do nothing. This is the same one that spoke to the rich ruler and said, why callest thou me good? That's nothing good but God. And that's a mystery within itself. But yet God, because of the suffering of Jesus Christ, he hung everything upon it. Man, he will let you know even the government shall be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. Though he's in the Trinity, yet he gives it right back to God. Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
But there's coming a day there is coming a day where it's going to be handed back to them. And this is why it's a necessity and it's a must that we must be a friend of his. A friend of his. Now, while God is letting him be in this state, now while God is allowing him to be a friend. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. A friend to those he has laid down his life for. A friend to those that are still trying to make it through this barren land. They realize they don't realize that this is not your home. You're a pilgrim. You're passing through. But for a moment, hallelujah, hallelujah. But for a moment, but this is not your eternal state nor your being. There is another body. Hallelujah. But he's trying to allow us to practice in this earthly body. I am the vine. Hallelujah. In other words, Get connected to this nourishment. Get connected to this godly, heavenly wisdom, knowledge. Get connected that he may communicate with you, that he may speak with you when you can't get a hold to Rem Brian or Rem Henry or Brother D or Brother Tim or Brother Nutty. Mother, when we are out of your reach, God, hallelujah, himself, hallelujah, want to have an experience with you that you will know for yourself. The words that we speak are faithful and true, that he said, when he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And let him be a vine to you. Let him be nourishment to you. Let him, those thoughts and those prayers you haven't even prayed yet, but watch them unfolded so you will know for yourself that I haven't even told nobody this, and God, look what you've done. Hallelujah. Look what you've done. Abide. If you follow these instructions, I guarantee you, you'll hear from me. Abide in me and I in you. Because over there in Isaiah, he told you, we just told you, there is none beside me. So when you call him, when he see you abide in him, he's gonna show up. He's gonna show up. When you tell him, God, you're welcome here in this house, in this vessel, he's gonna make himself aboard. He's gonna come aboard to see if you mean what you say. Hallelujah. You read this verse, you believe this verse, you accept this verse. Hallelujah. Not the EX, but the AC. Accept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you accept, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Accept these words. These words, because now what these words are going to do, these words are going to make you clean. Oh, hallelujah. These words are going to make you whole. These words are going to make you clean. When Christ speaks a word to you, it cleanses you, because he cannot fellowship with darkness, but since he is light, so when he come upon you, he will enlighten your knowledge, enlighten your mind. Your whole being will be light at the moment that he speaks. I am the vine. Your witness, he that abides in me, hallelujah, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. That if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered away. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Listen real close. When you just doing like you want to do and living like you want to live and not trying to have no self-control and not don't care who you hurt when you're mad or whatever, and there has never come a point in your heart where you feel like you need to repent or say, I'm sorry. If a man abide not in him, if a man abide not in me, how can you abide in if I'm willfully doing things just because I want to do them? No. I need to abide. So, in other words, for me to abide, hallelujah, I must obey. if a man abide. Hallelujah. If abide not, so if a man obey not in me, if a man don't stay in me, if a man don't linger in me, he is cast forth as a branch. what you talking, Rem? Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Abide. What is this? Abide. Thank you, Jesus. Abide. What do you mean by abiding? Oh, hallelujah. To stay in. Hallelujah. To stay and obey. Hallelujah. To vow to be either a sin name
teacher,
or
teacher.
A given name. A worshiper. Spend some time with God. Not so much lip service, but with some action. Show some evidence that I say a lot of things, but what is my action? This branch that sprout up from the root. This breath has sprouted up from the root that others can see your good works. When you say to your good works, they glorify your Father. Nothing makes a parent more prouder when their child is in the street, you know, doing their daily going to and fro, and somebody sees them doing good things. And then a report is given back to you. Man, I'm so proud of such and such because they did such and such. How did it make you feel?
Yes, sir.
How did it make you feel?
Yes, sir.
Knowing that you had brought them up and trained them up. So it is with our Heavenly Father when he gets reports back, when he gets witness on us how we are trying to do the good thing, do the right thing. Hallelujah. Not so worried about it. seeing people. People seeing us do good, but we're more concerned with just being good. No matter who sees us or when they see us, but if we just more concentrated on simply being good, it don't matter if they catch us in the off season, we still good. If they catch us out of the sanctuary, we still good.
If they catch us where
no one thinks nobody can see you, we still good because we're more concerned with just by being good rather than just looking good. Hallelujah. Abide in this. Hallelujah. Stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay with the Lord and his counsel. Know that you can do nothing except you stay in it. Hallelujah. In other words, don't go your own way. Hallelujah. Don't go your own way. If a man, listen, verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. And is with it. Brian just reminded us the other day, you either grow or you wither away. The scripture, Jesus Christ speaking over here in John 15:6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered.
Withered.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You either grow or you go.
That's it.
You're going to be, because a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Hallelujah. So it must be a separation there. If you are babe in Christ, get away from the thing that will pull you back from what God has delivered you from. And you may be a strong Christian, but if God gives you knowledge, don't go there. It's for a reason. Because we don't know the tomorrow. We don't know the very minute. But God knows just what will make us fall because he created us. He was there at our beginning. Hallelujah. Because God had no beginning and will have no end. He knows us. He constructed us. He knows what's in us. He knows the things we're yet hiding to be delivered from. God knows all. So that's why it's a necessity that we abide in him. We stay in him because he will help us. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them. And they cast them into the fire, and they all, you can't do nothing with Dead wood ain't good for nothing.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yes,
dead wood ain't good for nothing. But oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes we can be big dead logs, but one thing about us, if you set a fire to us, we'll burn. And we'll burn a while. Now, this fire of the Holy Spirit will burn upon us. Hallelujah. But the only thing for me to do is just catch on fire and know, hallelujah, and just know the Lord. Hallelujah. If a man abide not in me, he cast forth as a branch. I want you to get this here. And his winter, men gathered after you dried up. What
yes,
men are going to do,
yes,
they're going to gather you together. They're going to gather them, and you're going to be cast into the fire, and they are burnt. See what the adversary, he desires to sit you like wheat. He desires you to be
come on
burnt, like him and the imps are going to be burned up. So if you don't want to grow, if you want to wither, keep on living like you're living. If you want to, if you want to play with God, keep on playing with him and see what happens. And you're going to be gathered together. You're going to wither up. You're going to dry up. Your fun going to stop, and you're going to be cast. See, that fun, it's a deceitful thing right now. It's just to draw you. Trying to make this Christian like boring to you. And it may draw you that like you're having so much fun, but don't fall into that deceit. It's just deceit because you're going to wither up and men going to gather. And they're going to cast into the fire, and you're going to burn up. He said, but if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you.
In you?
Listen.
Yes, sir.
See, if you abide with me, if you stay with me, and the words that I tell you, the words I speak unto you, the words that they're going to abide in you. They're going to abide in you so much so they're going to come a part of you. So when you do the wrong thing or step the wrong thing or move the wrong way, oh, it's going to tear you up in your heart. And it's going to cause you to repair, to restore, to want that relationship back where it needs to be. Hallelujah. That there may be peace. Hallelujah. That there may be a continual communication with you and his vine. You and this vine, my words abide in you, and you shall ask what you will. Look at this benefit right here. If you abide in me,
yes,
and my words abide in you,
you
shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And it gets so
yes,
sweet. He gets so sweet in it. But before you call. Hallelujah. Before you call. When you're abiding, hallelujah. When you're abiding, so you're just trying to do the best you can, and you're being honest with yourself and honest with God before you call. Hallelujah. Before you don't have to, you don't have, to ask because you already know what you need and what you want. Sometimes he'll give you the need and you want even before you ask. When you're in perfect peace with him, when you're abiding in him, when you're walking in him, you're walking in his word and word walking in you. Walking in his word is when you're obeying his word. When you obey his word, that's when you're walking in his word. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when it has become a lifestyle with you, hallelujah, you're walking in his word. And when it's a lifestyle, his word is walking in you, but it's a light unto you. Hallelujah, it governs you, it keeps you, it guides you. When my words abide in you, you ask what you will. Oh, hallelujah. And it shall be done.
It shall be done.
He knows that you're going to ask just for the things that are pleasing in his sight because your heart has been changed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He knows you ain't going to be foolish and just ask for a lot of money because it's just going to spend, it's just going to spend and make wings and just make you want, things that you shouldn't have too much of, hallelujah. But he knows that you're going to ask him the things of him, that you may lead his people better, or that you may be a better vessel. That's why he said, you shall ask what you will. But what your will at that time be, your will be his will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You'll be in his will because your mind is transformed and it's changed. Hallelujah, and it makes you do the things that you ought to do. And it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Oh, hallelujah. You can be a disciple. Hallelujah. When you're walking in his word, walking in you, you can be a follower. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about being a leader. Just be a good follower. Hallelujah. And when you follow, hallelujah, when you follow, eventually you'll lead because of it. Your discipleship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Just do the things that God tell you to do. Hallelujah. Not what your own self tell you to do. But follow after his spirit. How, as the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. This is what Christ said. As his Father in his relationship, as he had loved him, so he will love us, love you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. You listen. If you keep my commandments, you shall follow. Oh, hallelujah. You shall abide in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. See, in obedience, there's blessing. In obedience, there's strength. In obedience, there's honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the obedience, that's abiding. Hallelujah. Do these things that he's telling you to do, because he told you up there I believe about the third verse, he said, now you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. This word is going to clean you up. And as it cleans you up, it's going to clean others up. And people that don't want to be clean, they're going to have a problem with it. And they're going to say, oh, you think you're this and you think you're that. No, I'm just trying to keep his commandments. The things that he commanded of us. There's ordinances and there's precepts that are things set up that we must abide by and abide in and obey. Hallelujah. These things that I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, our joy can be full. Hallelujah. And see, you'll know when you're not abiding, when somebody tell you what to do, the right thing to do, and you got a problem with it, or you disagreeing with them. You know some evil have spoken, some evil has gotten to you, or you have listened to some whisper. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Paul said, when he spoke to them over there, the other scripture, who has betwixt you? In other words, who done missed you? Who done changed up these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you? Christ spoke these things in us, that his joy, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. It's our salvation. Oh, hallelujah. It's our strong power. You got to know and be reminded that no matter what you go through, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this friends, he calls it friends, not servants, but friends. He said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He, verse 15 explains it more to you. He said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the service knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Oh, hallelujah. What a relationship. Hallelujah. What joy. You should be bubbling over right now that knowing that you can be a friend, hallelujah, of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You can be a friend of the ruler of rulers, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You can be his friend, hallelujah, because he's going to let you know just what's going on. But first, before that, he has to take you through a background check.
Come on now. Come on, Rhea.
His background check is different than men's background check. They process you that they may put you in a position, give you a job. God is similar, but he processes you that he may make you better and equip you for the job that you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Equip you and make you better. You might not understand why you're going through, because he's purging you, he's cleaning you, he's preparing you for something that you can't handle right now. But he's going to make you, hallelujah, a vessel that would be able to handle that. And when you be able to handle that, you'll know that it was not you, because God prepared you, God shaped you, God molded you. Oh, hallelujah. God made you
yes,
his future. Hallelujah. That will want to do his will. And when you find yourself not doing his will, you can't stand yourself.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Tell it.
You
tell
can't
it.
Stand yourself. And there's no peace in the vessel, in your own vessel. Hallelujah. This when you know that a transformation has happened. Hallelujah. If you can willfully sin and don't bother to do this, and it don't bother you, happy in it, oh, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. You're on your way somewhere. And an eternal home in the heavens, it is not. You may go there for a
yes,
moment for judgment, but your soul will be removed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You say, henceforth,
yeah.
I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth, but I have called you friend. All things that I have heard of my Father, I made known unto you. Hallelujah. I made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me. Oh, listen here. But I have chosen you. And again, we talked about it yesterday from the womb. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now let's go back up to this verse, verse 16. It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go forth and preach, that ye should go forth and pastor, that you should go forth and lift yourself higher than someone else. I'm just trying to say, did y'all book read? He said that you should go forth and bring forth more fruit. We in Baptist Training Union, we should say, let every saved soul do what? Save a soul. But he that winneth souls is wise. Hallelujah. But we may bring forth more fruit, not bring forth more of uplifting yourself, but bring forth more fruit as God has changed you and blessed you. Allow him to use you that he may bless someone else, someone else. And not you get the glory, but you give all the glory, all the praise, all the honor to God, for it is him that he told you up in there. You can't do nothing of yourself.
Amen.
You can't do nothing of yourself unless you abide in him. Where do you think the wisdom that you have, where do you think it came from? The knowledge that you have, where do you think it came from?
Come on,
the
man.
Counsel that you have, where do you think it came from? Your head and strength, where do you think it came from? Your heart that beats over and over, where do you think it came from? The life source that you have, where do you think it came from? To be delivered, where do you think it came from? To be, hallelujah, for he was wounded of our transgressions. Hallelujah. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, but by his stripes. Oh, hallelujah. But what he done for us, then we are. Hallelujah. We are healed. Though we're cast down, but not in despair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But so I ask you a question as I leave. What can separate you? Hallelujah. From his love, from this friendship, this relationship he want to have with you. What can separate you? Well, oh, hallelujah. If he take a loved one, will that separate you? But he give it and he take it away. He formed the light. He create darkness. He made peace. And he create evil. He tells you, he said, I'm the Lord, I do all these things. But in the midst of that, you can be my friend. Hallelujah. So when I have to take a loved one, you'll understand.
You understand.
Hallelujah.
That
the work on this side is finished. And I go walking. And I'll pick the flower
Come
that
on
I want to pick because I am a sovereign God. I can do what no one else can do. And I can go where no one else can go. For I am God. But I want to have a relationship with you so you will understand when I have to take mama, dad, sister, or brother. You will understand the transformation. You won't be mad at me as other foolish people do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you can be, you can give me thanks. Hallelujah. You can understand why Job says, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Lord, though you take my life, it was yours at the beginning. Hallelujah. You gave me life. So why can't you be the authority that will take it and bring death? Hallelujah. For the Lord, I do all these things, but I have all this power. But I wanted you to experience a little of my power. Just obey my commandments that the joy may be full in you so you may understand when I move. You may not understand fully, but you know that God has a master plan and he's working it all out and you can hear of him and you can know that just like it says in Revelation that these words are faithful and they are true. Hallelujah. They're faithful. They're true. You can stand on them. You can put it in the bank. It's an investment, and it will grow and gain interest. When you grow and gain interest, the word of God grows interest in you and make you interested in it. Hallelujah. That others may be interested in it. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer. We pray something has been said to make you want to love on him a little bit more. Hallelujah. See, because I don't have to worry about you obeying him, because when you love him, you're going to do what he's saying. When you love him, hallelujah, you're gonna watch how you treat him. You're going to watch how you act. You can't tell me that you have a significant other, whether it be a woman, a relationship with your wife or your husband or your friend or your sister, your brother, your child. You can't tell me if you love that individual. Think about it. If you love that individual, you will not find yourself willingly hurting them, willingly harming them, willingly trying to fall out with them, willingly. Because I know the flesh get in the way and sometimes temper arises, but you find yourself going back to make peace. Hallelujah. So it is with our Heavenly Father. Go back to him. Hallelujah. And make peace. Hallelujah. And if you find yourself doing something that you're all not, or he's whispering to you, get it right. Get it right. Hallelujah. That your joy, hallelujah, you may be full. Come, obey, hallelujah, that you may be full in him. That your joy may be full. So you think you're having fun now. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ain't none like that peace that surpasses all understanding. Ain't nothing like, hallelujah, says to love him and he love you back and he shows evidence of it and he gives you dreams that just make you want to get out of here. he gives you dreams. He gives you visions that make you want to run after him. He makes you, when you long and yearn after righteousness. This is the relationship that I'm talking about. When you have that with him, then you can go beyond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. of being there to just please me. To just please them. You'll find it easy to elevate one another, to edify one another, because I know when I'm doing that, I'm loving on God. When I'm loving you, I'm loving God. Hallelujah. Because he told me, love ye one another. Hallelujah. And when I love one another, I get his attention. Oh, hallelujah. When I love one another, I lift him up. When I love one another, he draws. Hallelujah. When I love one another, we all grow. Hallelujah. We all grow. We get stronger. When we love one another, when we're concerned with one another, that compassion, it contagious. Passion, it is contagious thing. When you find yourself being compassionate, go in a room and find yourself, others will start to, if they got any kind of guard in them, they'll start being compassionate, or they'll start looking at things. When you show love, others will show love as well, hallelujah, and they'll know that we're Christians by our love, because we're one in the Spirit. We're one in the Lord. Hallelujah. We are one because we are binding. We are connected with the vine. Hallelujah. And the vine is connected to the husbandman, the Father. And then, hallelujah. And we are nigh unto him. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the, Psalms 91 would tell you, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide upon the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. These things I command you, that you love one another. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The world hates you. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You know that it hated me before it hated you.
Don't worry about it.
If they hate me, don't worry about it. Just keep on doing what thus says the Lord, because he has a final say. Hallelujah. It ain't over until God speaks. Hallelujah. 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 So be ye holy, for God is holy. Hallelujah. Be lovable, for he is lovable. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Just see, when God fights your battles, they fall. But see, when we fight our own battles, we mess up. We mess up things when we try to help God out. Only thing we have to do is step aside and let him work. And we be obedient. He told me obedience brings blessings. So I'm going to trust in that. I'm going to lean upon that. If I want to be blessed, you don't know what you're going to need the next minute, the next, oh, hallelujah, the second of the hour, the day, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. You don't know what you're going to need, but store up some obedience. Try that and tell me how less you have to ask. Just start trying to please the Lord because of who he is and what he has done for you and the love he has shown to you. Just try to be a little good. And see, watch that little good turn into a whole lot of good. Just take it step by step. Don't try to cross the whole ocean, but just take little baby steps. Hallelujah. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And as you take the baby steps, watch God grow you. Hallelujah. Watch him strengthen you. Watch him help you. Those people, you need to ask for prayer, and God will put you in a situation where you start praying. Hallelujah. And then he'll let you get confidence in that, because you feel that he hears you, and you'll find yourself wanting to pray for someone else, because now you have went, hallelujah, hallelujah, you have went unto witnessing, and tell somebody, I know somebody that can help you out. I don't have such a feeling, I don't have that much money, but I have Jesus. Hallelujah. And may I present him unto you. May I help your relationship, that you may have a personal relationship. Hallelujah. That I don't have to beat you up too much, but I just have to warn you. If God's pleased with what you're doing. Hallelujah. And you'll find yourself hurrying, running, seeking after him. Hallelujah. While he may be found. God bless you. God keep you in our prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It feels good to get tied up in it on the rail.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it feels good to be tied up, wrapped up and tied up in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you for the word, Lord. Thank you for the word.
Praise God.
It feels good to be tied up in his word. Tied up in God's word.
Thank
tied
you,
up in God's word.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So thank say God yes today. To the word right now. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Truly, we thank you
real.
For how you have blessed us in the name of Jesus. I must move on, but I tell you, I thank God for prayer. Thank God for hallelujah. Thank God for listening in and turn aside and just listen in as we reason together in God's word. You may only hear one or two voices, but it was a whole lot of prayer going up because I said the prayer, and I know the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, sir.
Servant, effectual prayer of a righteous man,
yes,
it availeth much. It reveals any stronghold. It turn down the stronghold. Any hindrance. Prayer goes forth, and hallelujah, that communication with God. Hallelujah. Some people call God into our midst. Some people ask, Lord, have your way. Some people may be praying like hip and understanding. Some people might be, go for it.
Yes,
some might be hoping for the success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word may go through and have a free course in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank him. Hallelujah. Give his name the praise. Faith says for our health. For our health, praise the Lord. True thanksgiving, hallelujah, emphasizes the giver rather than the gift. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She says to him, true thanksgiving emphasizes the giver rather than the gift. And that's so true. Hallelujah. We know God is the giver. Hallelujah. No matter what gift. Yeah, he gives you. Hallelujah. You're most thankful. You emphasize more of the giver who gave it to you. Hallelujah. You know it was God. Hallelujah. Who satisfies you with good things, God? Oh, taste and see that God is good. Who gave you that testimony that it was God? Who allowed that to be? When I knew of a loved one that went out the window. They looked out the window and seen the gas getting cut off. But they couldn't cut off the fire that was burning.
Couldn't cut off the fire. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who was the giver? Who was the giver?
Who was the giver?
That's
it. Who was the giver?
Though the source that they thought was cut off.
Yes,
but the giver was still giving.
Yes, sir. Still giving.
They thought they cut off the source, but the giver was still giving. Hallelujah.
You're
giving. God bless you. Hallelujah.
You're giving.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We thank
I love that
thank
real.
God.
I love that.
Praise God.
I love that. The giver is still giving.
Still giving.
Ooh, I love that.
He's still giving. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give it.
You tell God. Thank you.
He's still giving. Yes, sir.
Even to this day, he's still giving.
In the name of Jesus.
Give it. Still
in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do is open up and receive the gift of the Lord. He's still giving. That's the year of giving. You said the giver is still giving. While mm-hmm. you were speaking, I was still reading. And it says in the 26th verses, but when the Comforter is come, whom
yes,
I will send unto you from the Father,
mm-hmm.
the giver is still
yes,
giving. As
yes,
I was reading that, you said the giver is still giving.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to go into that very verse when you were speaking. I could have a smile. The giver, he's truly still giving. Then he was started out giving. He says, now you are clean. So he was giving right then.
Yes, sir.
Through the word
mm-hmm.
which I have spoken. I said, he was giving right then, man. He's still
yes, sir.
And he's still
cleansing
man to this very day. He went on to give man some more rest. So he said, if you abide in me and I in you,
thank you, Lord.
As
thank
a branch bears fruit of itself, except it abide
mm-hmm.
in the vine, no more can
mm-hmm.
you, except you abide in me. See, he's still giving.
Come
all
on.
You got to do is accept.
Yes,
yeah. Rev, you have given the word this morning from your heart.
God bless you.
Lord God said, if you abide in me and my
mm-hmm.
word in you. See, he's still, Rev told you that the giver is still giving. And these verses
still
just
giving.
Show you something, brother, that he's still giving. He said, if you abide in
mm-hmm.
me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall
thank
be
you,
done
Lord.
Unto you. He's still giving.
Yes, sir.
He's still giving.
He's still giving.
I heard Rev made mention of he'll answer before you even ask. So he'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a verse. I like to tell y'all that there's a scripture for everything.
Yes,
and Rev touched on one of my favorites. And it should come to pass that before they call. See, you ain't even called them.
Mm-hmm.
God know it before. You ain't even called them. You said,
mm-hmm.
I will answer. He letting you know that in the process of you thinking on calling him, he have implanted something in you to know that he has. What you mean, brother? He implanted something. Rev told it to you this morning. Rev told you, he said, if you abide in me and my
mm-hmm.
word abide in you. See, if my word abide in you, then you can understand Isaiah 65:24. And it should come to pass that before they come, he said, I ask.
Thank you, Lord.
And while
thank
they
you,
are yet speaking, I will hear. See, you know God going to hear your breath. You already know he's going to
mm-hmm.
hear you because he abides in you and you in him. Oh, thank you, man. Thank you for the word this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
God
word.
Bless you.
You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. As the Rev told you something. See, when God abides in you, you're not
mm-hmm.
asking God for the most beautiful, finest wife. You're not going to ask God for no Beyonce. If the word abides in you, you're not asking God, Lord, let me catch this $600 million so I can live the life of luxury that me and my wife deserve. You're not asking God for no materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I can say that, real, there was a young man. The Bible says the Lord came to him in a dream, didn't he? And told me,
mm-hmm.
he said, ask for what they will. And he asked for something. He said, Lord, give him more wisdom.
That was real
trying to tell you. If you just let him abide in you. If you just let God
mm-hmm.
abide in you and you in him. Oh, the word of God is so true. It is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do just what he said. Thank you for the word this morning, my brother. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word.
Amen. God bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. We often say when God speaks, we open up the doors of the church, you know, and I used to.
Yes.
One
yes.
thing, you know, we thank God for the expound word, you know, because when you look at it, it's all about love.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love this thing. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments.
He said he is love, didn't he? He is
yes, sir.
Love.
Yes, sir. God is love.
He is love.
Yes,
sir. He is love.
That's,
thank you.
That's what he's trying to say. If a man keep his word, love his word, it abides with him, you know. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the strength. I thank him for the Holy Ghost. And keep
giving you strength, brother, to keep preaching and teaching this uncompromising word. But it might be one asking, what must I do to be saved?
All right.
Well, mother, it might be one asking, I want to get myself back to the Lord. Might be one saying, Lord, I just need strength to keep walking this Christian journey. I hear the fire from the man when he was speaking. Lord, I want to feel that same power, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, right now to bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come to Jesus as you are. You know, we are living in the time that you can make a choice to serve the Lord. You can make a choice to receive the Lord. You don't even have to listen anymore. You know, that's been going on over an hour and a half now, and I know it was something said, something was expressed to tell you to get yourself together. Or you just want to say thank you for the word. Thank you for the preach-teach word. You can hit the one button. You can hit it. This is what it's about. The ministry is about salvation. It's about encouraging you. It's about retrieving, rebuking, and helping you see God in the reality of his love. You know, words of man been speaking for many years, but when you can hear God from your heart to heart, when you hear scripture, if you keep my commandment, you should abide in my love.
Yes.
If you keep my commandment, you should abide in my love. If you keep my commandment, you should abide in my love. Even as I kept my Father's commandment, and I abide in Jesus. That's all it's about. Keeping his love in the Word. And that's what it's about. If you know, one thing we can say, preacher and Brother D is, man won't be able to say and charge you too about what did you have to say before man. You can go before the Father, and Father looking proud down and say, I heard a word spoke. I heard a testimony spoke.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't deny either of us because we're doing his work. We won't because they got no one don't never hit the one button, but just the ones who always do. But I believe the word is going out for. I believe it touches who we want to touch. It corrects who we want to correct. It strengthens who we want to strengthen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for the words that have been spoken, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless the speaker, Lord. Keep giving them strength, Lord. That he keeps teaching and preaching your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Hold him, Lord. That all the energy he expounds while ago, Lord, that you give him energy, Lord, to keep doing your will, Lord. Lord, we just thank him for him and his family, Lord. Thank you for the things he has in his heart that you want him to do. We ask you, Father God, to bless it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we know earth has no sorrow that heaven can give joy to. So, Lord, we just bring it to you.
Yes,
right,
Lord.
Bless every listener right now, Father God. Bless everyone who's been gleaning right now, Lord, who's been sitting there time after time. For some of you never hit the button, but, Lord, but they come out faithfully, Lord, hitting receiving thy word, Lord.
Yes,
even the ones have already left, Lord. Bless them, Lord, because we know, Father God, that their time can go a little while, but Lord, we just ask you, Father God, let it be something they heard. They can cure someone along the way, Lord. Bless us,
Lord,
in this day, Lord, that we always lift up the kingdom, Lord. Glorify you, Lord. Believe, Father God, that you didn't come down from the cross, Lord, for us to lay it down, Lord. You stayed on the cross, Lord. And Lord, you locked your head and gave up the ghost, Lord, so we can have this opportunity to say we love you, Lord. Because it was Calvary when you rolled it. One day in the empty tomb when they weren't looking for you, Lord. We know you rose, Lord, and sitting at the right hand of your Father, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, Lord. Lord, we go in this day, Lord. If someone is sick right now, Lord, someone going through anything right now, Lord, we ask you to heal them, Lord. From the top of their head to down to the bottom of their feet, Lord. There's some things we just don't know, Lord. whether it's spiritual or physical, Lord. Lord, maybe it might be a financial blessing that they need, Lord. Let the blessing come, Lord. Sit down your blessing, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord, protect these highways and byways, Lord, whether snow, whether ice, whether the weather like it is, Lord. Only you can guide me,
mm-hmm.
Lord, to do that worry, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We love you for blessing us, Father God, to give us strength to come out and do these things every day, Lord. So, Lord, if we leave, Lord, never leave us, Lord. Never leave us alone.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God,
yes,
one
Lord.
Day we can be up, and the same day we can be down, Lord. But, Lord, we ask
yes,
you, Father
sir.
God, where
yes,
we have in thy kingdom, Lord. Give us a place in thy kingdom, Lord, that we can praise you, Lord. That we can lift our voice
mm-hmm.
and say, thank you, Father God, for the life that you gave us, Lord. No man know the hour.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you in advance, Father God, what you have restored for the church, Lord. And we ask you to hear these beautiful blessings that we pray in the name of Jesus.
For he knew.